With your pheromones floating in the air, there are many people making out all around the room. Your arousal is floated outward. Any woman who looks between your legs seems to get turned on by that huge revealed member, currently hard and outstanding. The lifeguard is whimpering, but she refuses to push herself over the edge, even though she's masturbating to give you a show. You know it's because she doesn't want to be too tired for you to fuck her deep and make her come yourself. You run your hands down the runner's sides, where she's currently riding your cock. Your mind is pulled back to the moment by your own impending climax. You roll her on and off of your cock, over and over. And eventually it's just too much. You're coming. You're coming in her, squirting thick, filling her up until your cock thrusts are just pushing your cum deeper and deeper. She climaxes as you come. The heat of her squeezing pussy intensifies. The erratic muscular convulsions help milk your balls empty as you squirt load after load. You knew you'd have a lot in reserve. You have stamina to spare. You look into the runner's eyes. They are blank, and then they are rolling back in her head. She's climaxing, coming, her juices leaking down your shaft. She lets out a faint, mindless giggle. You slowly pull her off your cock, as spurts of pleasure and white-hot visions of desire fill your mind, your eyes, while hers are rolling back and she's still jolting, practically seizing around your cock. It's now being sucked slightly by her inner walls as you slowly pull her off. She lets out an almost protesting sound or two, but when she's fully pulled off and your cock is revealed, the sudden closing of the muscles you were spreading sparks a second climax and she shivers in your arms. Your cock shines with her juices as she moans and moans and moans, and the other two moan too, turned on by seeing a preview of what they know you'll do to them. Her juices are drooling, but it seems all your cum is deep inside her pussy as her convulsions try to pull it in. The moment you pull her off, she collapses sideways onto the couch away from all of you, giggling to herself. She looks exhausted, still spasming, still shivering, but one of her hands is sliding between her legs. You're surprised she still wants to masturbate even after coming and coming, but the lifeguard moans in sympathy. The petite woman you just filled with your cum is not reaching down to keep masturbating. After what you just did to her, she's too pleasured. No, she's pushing a few fingers into herself to keep your cum inside as she enjoys the sensation of having been fucked and filled by you. The heat of orgasm is still upon your body. You're twitching now and then, losing focus, but you know you're surrounded by willing, wanton, feminine flesh, and you welcome their touch. You have to choose which of the remaining two you'll fuck next. All throughout your filling of the little runner, the woman from the park that day, all throughout, the weightlifter behind you has been rubbing her huge tits against either side of your head. You decide she'll be next. The lifeguard has waited, been teased this long, to get direct stimulation. She's the only one of the three who has not directly played with your cock, and it feels nice to hear her moaning desperately for you. You slide away from the nude body of the muscled, tanned woman who was sitting behind you. You turn to face her, reaching out. Touch her big breasts. Run one hand between her legs. She is soaked. Completely soaked. There's a wet spot on the fabric of the couch below her. There are dripping juices all over her perfectly smooth vaginal lips. You spread them with one finger, revealing the pinker inner folds. There's a wet, sticky, squelching sound as the plentiful juices were sticking the inner lips together. The inside is freed and she is dripping. She begins massaging her own breasts. The feeling of your head between her tits must have provided some level of stimulation, which is now missing. She looks incredibly aroused. You stand fully up, and she slides to the edge of the couch, eager and welcoming, following you with her eyes, trying to determine your plans, spreading her legs, willing to welcome you to fill her. The lifeguard, who has resigned herself to being last and masturbating the whole time, is now squeezing her tits as well. That brunette from the hot tub, yeah, she has bigger tits than the muscled girl you're about to fuck. But the muscled woman's are perkier and sit higher than the lifeguard's. You place one hand on your gym bunny companion's chest, the other on the lifeguard's softer boob, and compare the two. Then you make a decision about just how to do this. Leaning down, you take one of the weightlifter's tits in your mouth and suck the nipple. While you're doing this and she's moaning helplessly, you squeeze the muscles behind your cock, reviving it from its slowly flagging, half-flaccid state.